podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
What are you doing here?
I think I ought to tell you Aryan youth, he's going to kick you into oblivion.
He said that Han Solo was cooler than Captain Kirk.
Kick the little fucker's ass.
This week, it's the eternal nerd debate settled once and for all. Captain James Tiberius Kirk versus Han Solo on Monday Night Tan Fights. And this is your last week to get your submission in for Monday Night Tan Fight March Madness. Next week, you pick the matchups, we pick the winners. Who do you want to see? You gotta send it into the TanCast email. You gotta send it into the TanCast website, the TanCast Facebook, the TanCast Twitter. Get your matchups in. We'll find them out on the air. What happens next week? So get your matchups into us by March 27, 2011 for Monday Night Tan Fight March Madness. And now the show.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. Sexy ladies!
It's episode 143, and I just took a pee. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N, and I hurt my nut in TanCast.
Tell us that story, Noah.
Way to shoehorn your story into the beginning, Noah.
That's right, it's me. It's all about
grab some cocoa and your feety pajamas, because Noah's got tales to tell.
It's not a long story or anything. I was just laying on the couch, like, on my side. My legs were kind of pressed together, and maybe they were squeezing my balls or something. And all of a sudden, I got up, and it felt like my nut was twisted inside my sack. It just hurt, and it felt wrong, and it did not go away, like, right away. I was trying to twist it around. I was adjusting it, but I'm like, nope, there's something wrong in there. And it sucked.
What were you doing? How did it get twisted?
I don't know. I was just laying there.
You're just laying there.
Laying,
I got all twisted.
Laying. I mean, my thighs would probably squeeze them a little bit.
Noah, have you checked your house for testicle gnomes?
No. I may, though. Now that you bring it up.
Must be the same people that fucking twist up headphones when you just set them down for a second.
Yep.
Apparently, you didn't.
That's a job.
Apparently,
if you don't do a good job with the headphones, then you gotta go twist nuts.
It's like they got ambitious. Like, fuck it, I'm sick of this headphone shit. I'm ready for the show. I'm ready for the nut show.
Hey, Bob, step into my office. I know you've been doing a good job with the nuts. We're gonna kick up the headphones. Don't fuck it up now, though.
No.
You'll be back in a second.
Vice versa, because I'm sure your headphones have been twisted long before your random nut twist.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think the headphone gnomes are much more common.
That's because they work hard to get out of that nut job there. No one wants to do it.
No one wants it done.
People don't want the headphones twisted either.
No.
And I cannot wrap my nuts around a nice little thing to keep my nuts in order, like you can with headphones.
Well, no, you know, as you age, your nuts will droop, and you'll eventually be able to live that dream.
I don't know if it's a dream.
You'll be heading out. All right, now are you ready to go? Well, hang on, guys. I just got to wrap my nuts around this central spindle. Look, it's got a little hook. It's got a little two-prong hook. I just pop one nut in one.
That's where you rest your testicles.
And then I spin. Just twist the little handle. And then I slide it down, and we're done.
My nuts are nice and tidy now.
Nice and tidy.
I guess if you don't have the little spindle, you can at least just flip your nuts up over your shoulder and then, you know. Kind of keep an eye on him.
Like, I'm watching nuts. Out of the corner. Don't you try no funny business.
As nuts will do.
Oh, the
wacky nuts. Speaking of wackiness, it's time for Dan Laughs.
Dan Laughs, it's time for Dan Laughs, time for Dan Laughs, we'll read them on the show.
Was one of you going to take Chelsea's joke?
I got a Reddit joke, so I'm good.
And not I.
All right, then Chelsea's joke is for me. How much coke... Oh, sorry, this joke is from Chelsea. Oh, yeah, I guess you could have figured that out.
Wait, who's Chelsea's joke?
Break it down.
This joke is from Jim.
How much coke did Charlie Sheen take?
Oh, I know.
I'm going to guess lots.
Enough to kill 2.5 men.
Oh, that's funny because it's true.
Well played, Chelsea. Well played.
Indeed. All right. So this Tan Laugh was sent to me by Todd, and only to me, apparently because I'm a hillbilly.
Ooh,
and it's called...
Ooh, I'm special.
It's called the hillbilly vasectomy. After their 11th child, a hillbilly couple decided that was enough, and they could no longer afford a larger bed. So the husband went to his veterinarian and told him that he and his cousin didn't want to have any more children. The doctor told him that there was a procedure called a vasectomy and that it could fix the problem, but it was expensive. A less costly alternative, said the doctor, is to go home, get a cherry bomb, because fireworks are illegal in hillbilly country, light it, put it in a beer can, and then hold the can up to your ear and count to 10. The hillbilly said to the doctor, I may not be the smartest tool in the shed, but I don't see how putting a cherry bomb in a beer can next to my ear is going to help me. Trust me, said the doctor. So the man went home, lit a cherry bomb, put it in the beer can, held the can up to his ear, and began to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At which point he paused, placed the beer can between his legs, and continued counting on his other hand.
Is that it?
Yes, and according to the original author of the joke, the procedure will work in Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Georgia, Florida, and West Virginia.
All right, my joke is from Reddit. Thank you, Reddit. You're the best, or something.
Well, high praise indeed.
We're ready.
A guy walks into a bar, sits at the bar. After ordering a drink, he notices a giant jar full of $5 bills sitting behind the bar. When the bartender returns with his drink, the guy asks, hey, what's the jar about? The bartender replies, here's the deal. You put $5 in, and I'll tell you. At first, the guy thought it was stupid, but after a few rounds, he goes for it. After his $5 is in the jar, the bartender gives him the down low. Okay, buddy, here's the deal. If you can do these three things, you can walk out of the bar with that jar. He says, all right, what do you want me to do? First, you need to chug this Mickey of tequila and keep a straight face. Second, I have a big old mean dog out back with a loose tooth. You gotta pull it. Third, he says, pointing over to an old lady in the corner, you need to make love to that old lady. She's never known the pleasure of a man's touch. Cringing all this, guy decides to pass. After 7 more drinks, though, he calls over the bartender. Asks for the tequila. Right away, some of the locals know what's going on, and they start to cheer him on. The guy chugs it down like a champ, stone-faced. Next, he heads out back with the encouragement of the bar cheering him on. Suddenly, there's a lot of mean barking and howling, followed by a swift and dead silence. Locals start to staring at each other, wonder if he's dead out there. Then when the guy stumbles back through the door, he says, all right, where's the lady with a loose tooth? And there it is.
That's the problem with tequila. It'll make you fuck things.
Make you fuck a dog.
That only took that much tequila.
So, do other people have stories?
I have a story.
That you'd like to tell?
So my in-laws were visiting for the week, and whenever they're visiting, they're the sort of people who don't like to sit still for very long. So, like, they enjoy just getting up at random times. You can tell, because, like, all of a sudden they'll look a little, I don't want to say nervous, but they'll look like they've got extra energy. And then it'll be, like, up to go run an errand or, you know, go to a store or go check something out or, you know, go take a hike in the woods or something. And they like to take Junior with them when they go do these things, which I totally understand. And, you know, I get part of that is that they like to get him out of our hair so that we can have some free moments of peace. But at some point in the course of the last week, Junior picked up a little bug, just a little cold, sniffle, little tiny fever or whatever. So I get done with work, last day of my job on Friday, and I get home and I start to feel not as, you know, like, woo, it's all behind me as I ought to feel. And by Saturday, I realize, oh, it's because I've caught the cold and I'm starting to feel like shit. So I'm right in the middle of a lovely cold, looking at ooh, less than 24 hours. 19 hours from now, walking into a brand new job for the first time.
Get everyone else sick.
Yeah, and I really hope that I'm well, because for most people at this company, that's going to be my first impression of them. Or my first impression left upon them.
I don't think it would be the end of the world if you walked in sick your first day.
Yeah, probably not.
They'll fire you. They're like, what the fuck is this shit? Walking in fucking sick first day? You're out of here, fucker.
We didn't hire a fucking shitty immune system.
Fuck you. Can't even be healthy on your first day.
I cast thee out.
Whew. Man, I'm going to miss that job that I just had.
Did you like the people?
Actually, I'm not going to miss the job that I just had. I'm going to miss the job that I had before everything went down with, you know, and eventually Andy will be leaving us because his job will be going away. Because everything I've done between then and now really kind of sucked ass and made me sort of, like, hate the actual job. But everything before that, that was all peaches and cream.
With cherries on top?
Sure, if that's how you like your peaches and cream. I don't even know why I said peaches and cream. I don't particularly like peaches.
But you like cream all over your face.
Oh, yeah.
Giggity goo.
Well, the cream's okay. It's making the cream that I really enjoy.
Got to churn that butter or something.
Indeed.
Anyways, what's your point to your story?
You mean squeeze that penis.
Give that penis a sandwich.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, someone doesn't listen to Hollywood Babylon. Someone's lost.
Nope.
What? I can't remember what the actual phrase was that he was trying to say that he heard.
Give that pianist. Oh, the pianist.
Give the pianist a sandwich. He was talking about Adrian Brody and how he looked too skinny in The Pianist. He's like, give that pianist a sandwich. And Kevin Smith was like, did you say give that penis a sandwich? And so then they've started taking that phrase as, you know, when someone does a good job, give that penis a sandwich. That's a good phrase. Oh, that dovetails perfectly into something I wanted to talk about.
Wait, was that the end of Andy's story, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm sick.
Oh, so that was an amazing story.
I think the moral of the story is that children are a bad idea. They are just festering little pools of disease. And really, I think part of the moral of that story may be that in-laws are a bad idea, because they will take your little disease spawn and out. And, like, it'd be like taking a Petri dish and just walking from bathroom to bathroom and rubbing it on things. I think that Petri dish is going to culture some shit.
No.
Yes.
What's your story, Tim?
So, my wife and I are taking a childbirthing class. Well, we're taking several, actually. We just went to one yesterday that was like 8 hours? Seven hours. 7 hours if you count the hour-long lunch break.
That is a long class.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit. I mean, like, we're all in our 30s. We've been breathing successfully many times a minute for many hours a day for all these years of our lives.
Well, I promise you, we didn't spend 7 hours breathing.
Okay.
Everybody still got it? We got 5 hours to go.
All right. Go in, then out. Never in and in. That doesn't work. Now you're full. What are you going to do? Nope. You're going to burst something.
We lost a couple by the break. I was amazed.
You know why? The husband walked out. He goes, fuck, 5 more hours of this. Get in the car.
Well, they were due the soonest. I don't know why they left. Ah, fuck it. We'll figure it out.
Maybe they got in the car and just like, well, I think that was my water. He's like, well, shit on me. Then, that class really
wouldn't have
come
gotten
in handy.
The car. They would have just taken the elevator up to the third floor.
Oh, okay.
We were at a hospital, so it worked out.
Maybe they're patients at a different hospital.
I doubt someone was like, I'm a patient at a different hospital, but I'm going to come to the Kaiser for the fine, fine birthing classes. Not that there's anything wrong with the Kaiser birthing class. Not that anybody from Kaiser is listening and or offended.
Oh, they're offended. They're going to kick you out. Yes, like, we're not going to leave your baby here, buddy.
Man, I'm thinking back on it and thinking, like we went to one birthing class, but it was like an early kind of thing, just an explanation of how shit was going to work and things to watch out for and stuff you need to do to be prepared and whatever. That whole, like, you know, practicing breathing and all the rest of that stuff, we never even got to that. We were supposed to go, like, a week and a half after the wife got put in the hospital. It's like, oh, shit. We ain't never going to learn how to breathe.
Well, there's also stuff where you're, like, supposed to support your wife. Like you have to put your arms straight out, and then your wife is – her back is to you, and then she has her arms over your arms, and then basically your arms are supposed to support her. I'm like, fuck, I need to work out before you have this baby. You better hold on. I need to hit the gym.
Yep. I never learned any of that shit either. What do you mean hold her up? What's the bed? It's got like buttons and shit. It angles. I thought the bed holds her. I thought I sit in the corner and panic.
That's and cry. What is happening? Why did this happen?
What did I do? Just punching myself in the nuts. Never again. Never again. No more sandwiches, penis.
But we were at a childbirthing class on Thursday. It wasn't Tuesday.
Or a Wednesday.
That's an inside joke for no good reason. And they were talking about how you get to a point, you being the woman, get to a point in labor where you're like, I don't think I can do this anymore. And your husband, she goes, now partners, this is where you have to come in.
And because slap them.
Yeah, Andy.
Yes, you can. The face. You will do this.
I didn't raise you to be a quitter.
I can't see that ending badly.
Should rip your nutsack off like a wet paper towel.
She's like, so they're going to look at you and say, I can't do this anymore. And your temptation is to say, you know, like, you don't have to or something like that, or which, like, you know, you try and make her feel better, but you can't. So
you don't have to. I'm sure the baby can just stay in there.
So all you can say is, and this is literally what the instructor said, when she says, I can't do this anymore, the instructor goes, you can just say, you're doing it. I was like, oh, shit! I've been saying that for years!
You're like, I got this shit locked. I should be teaching this class.
I got t-shirts, baby! You're doing it! I was like, I think my wife will smack me if I say that. Fuck you and your Tancast bullshit.
Damn it, that could have been listeners. They could have listened to Tancast. All right, honey, push.
Do we miss our calling? Should we have been teaching birthing classes?
Clearly.
You're doing it.
No, that would have been our only good piece of advice. All the rest of it would have just been bullshit we made up on the day.
So wait, yeah. At what point is she going to say, I can't do this anymore?
At the point where she feels she can't?
I mean, she's not planning on saying it, but yeah.
No. But at what point did they say that's going to happen?
Pretty much just before the pushing stage.
2 hours and 23 minutes, 47 seconds.
Should you really say, too late for that now?
Yeah, really, no. That's not how you're not supposed to phrase it that way.
That's not going to encourage
her. Tough shit, bitch. Tough it up.
I get the feeling if contractions have just been racking her uterus for up to, you know, 8 hours, that's not the time for wacky humor or sarcasm.
No, knock jokes.
Knock, who's there? Our baby, let him out.
Yeah, I'm thinking back on the last time that I had the really bad diarrhea where you're just like cramping and wanting to die, like you cramp and sweat and all the rest of that stuff. I'm trying to imagine what 8 hours of that just nonstop would be.
And did you just compare having diarrhea to having a kid?
Well, either way, it's some little Mexican thing that you got to get out. Wow, I think I'm funnier when I'm fucking just messed up and no sleep and coughing and sneezing. Oh, you know what it is? I've given up on life.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Like, my eyes burn if I open them, but then they burn a little worse when I close them, so it's just like, fuck me either way.
Oh. It burns when I breathe. It doesn't feel very good when I stop breathing.
Although I do get lightheaded, that's nice.
And then I pass out and I breathe anyways, and I wake up because it burns. It sucks.
Yeah, when every square inch of your body is so just like, angry and on edge, like if you stand up and walk around, your muscles scream at you, but if you sit down, every point of you that's touching the chair screams at you, and if you try to lay down, it's just a different patch of you, so you're just trying to like keep everything equally angry and keep moving around. Fuck, I was restless all night, all last night, yesterday evening. I just kept getting up and walking around, or, you know, I guess more flowing from place to place, because I wasn't holding the fat up anymore. Just sort of like laid the fat down like a big slug and just sort of scooted across, leave a little trail of mucus on the ground.
Love that.
No? Okay.
Super hot.
This is just because you're sick.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I was worried it was an everyday thing.
No. Yes, no, I've just given up.
I quit. Like,
fuck this life. No, you can tell I'm sick when everything is too tender even to masturbate. That was my one little joy. That was always me time.
How do you find that time with a wife and child at home?
Oh, there's always time. You really think it takes me an hour to shit?
Why don't you multitask?
Give yourself like it's a self-service Blumpkin.
Because I'm not turned on by the smell of whatever I ate.
You will be. Just plug your nose, dude. Come on.
You will be.
You got limited amount of time.
You will be.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to condition myself to that. It's like, man, I really wish I could jack off, but I'm going to need a big hairy man ass on my nose first.
No, you just said, huh? Oh, yeah. It's go time, baby.
Honey, can you get me a blanket and some Taco Bell? And then leave for a little while?
Doesn't necessarily have to be man ass. I mean, if that's what you're into, obviously, you know, do what you gotta do. But.
Well, I think if it's my own peculiar smell, then it's. I'm sorry, I know that, you know, everybody likes to make the jokes of, you know, women's shit still stinks, but I'm pretty sure that the stuff that I'm pumping out the back end of me is worse than anything any female has ever made.
I doubt it.
Well, you've never smelled your wife's shit?
Yeah, I got in there and smelled it completely of roses.
You are a dirty fucking liar.
Filthy.
I'm a dirty fucking liar who knows his wife sometimes listens to Tancast.
You know what, Caitlin? Did we say her name on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Name before. 2 years later, Noah's...
Oh, shit.
Wait. Were we not supposed to give that part of Andy's life away?
He's mentioned your shits before. He said they're horrible. There you go, buddy.
Go back. Listen to all the episodes.
Probably. He didn't say it on here. He says when we have private time.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm only kidding.
All right. I love how you're kidding in a sing-song fashion.
I'm only kidding. Giggity gaggle gay.
So anybody see any amusing things this week? Any movies and whatnot?
Well, I had the UPS guy tell me that no one ever actually looks at the Fragile stamp. Well, that's good to know.
Oh, I mean, I read something about a study was done where they sent like the exact same boxes cross-country and they stamped like half of them Fragile and half of them they didn't stamp. And they had like accelerometers and shit on the inside of them. And the ones that were stamped Fragile got handled more roughly, like by far.
Like they were like, fuck Fragile.
Yeah. You're just fucking with my livelihood. Gonna make me take time? No, I'm gonna throw this extra hard. Fuck you. Try to tell me how to do my job?
Granted, the thing was really already broken anyways, but...
Yeah, that's why they say be careful how you pack your shit.
I think I packed it fairly well. I don't really care, though.
Noah's been packing shit for years.
What?
I said Noah's been packing shit for years.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'm implying that you enjoy providing anal pleasure to other people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know
your penis
exactly
is the piston.
What he's talking about. Rawr.
Okay.
Yeah, amuse me. That's all I hope. Maybe one or two listeners are amused too, but the rest are just waiting for us to move on.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't count on those one or two.
I got to count on those one or two. They're all I got.
Them and his mama.
All right.
My mom ain't listening to this.
Well, no, but she's your fan. Biggest fan.
Oh, yes, yes.
Whew.
You all right?
Yeah.
Just take a poop now. Give yourself a self-service bumpkin.
Yep. Hang on. Do I have a blanket in here? Nope. Oh, but I do have a shirt.
Noah's dog's tag just jingled, so I was like, is it Andy? No, wait, nope. That's coming from the wrong speaker.
No, it's Andy. Yeah, I tied bells onto my wang so I can find it in the dark.
And then you shake it around.
It could have just been like you banging up against your zipper. Cling, 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 cling.
What's his penis made out of?
Well, it's not the penis so much as my Fat Albert, which is like a Prince Albert, but for heavy guys.
There's a go, hey, hey, hey.
Yep, then it plays Buck Buck.
That would have been a whole totally different cartoon.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Fat Albert. And I'm going to put my dong in you. Bill's going to come take his turn too. Oh, man. I was scratching my cheek, and you made me laugh and poked myself right in the eye. I mean, my clumsiness contributed, but...
I'm going to say your clumsiness really took that ball and ran with it.
All right.
And then stumbled on the 3rd-yard line.
And it wasn't even like my eye got closed before the finger made it there. I poked myself straight in the eyeball.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm sorry for you. I'm not sorry that I did it.
Yeah.
I stand by my Fat Albert parody song.
Yeah, and you're right, too.
You're doing it.
Genius. Mm. Nothing shy of genius.
Yep. So, thanks to my in-laws being in town, I saw The Black Swan, which was an excellent movie.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
It was odd.
Definitely weird, definitely creepy. Man, fucking, like, reviewers kept going on and on and on about, like, the lesbian love scenes and whatever. Like, they made it sound like it was just, like, some great big, just muff-eating contest or something like that. Like, they could have called it Black Muff.
There are no losers in a muff-eating contest.
No, there are not.
Just lots of full bellies.
Yeah, indeed.
Full bellies.
Muff. It's what's for dinner.
So, yeah, I mean, it was erotic, sure, but no, it didn't last incredibly long.
Yeah, and it seemed to be less, you know, just, ooh, lesbians, like for titillation or whatever, and more like a function of just, like, self-involvement. It was even less about her own sexuality and more about, like, how wrapped up in her own ego she really was. Or at least that's the way I took it. I don't know. Maybe I was reading too much into it.
I don't really think that about it that much. I just whipped it out.
All right.
It's time for my Fat Albert.
Man, the first time I saw Natalie Portman on the screen, I turned to my wife. I was like, fuck, somebody needs to feed her. I mean, I know ballerinas are skinny and all, but damn, she starved herself down for that role.
Give that penis a sandwich.
Indeed.
Or give that girl a penis sandwich.
Well, that would be my number one choice.
With a heaping helping of Fat Albert.
And we also started to watch MacGruber with my in-laws. And I think it was right around the 50th time somebody said fuck or offered to blow somebody else or something. I don't remember, but goddamn, that, like, I get what they were going for, that they're going for, like, a parody of all the movies that take themselves so seriously and are, like, you know, needlessly violent and just, like, you know, profane and whatever for the sake of, like, seeming really serious, but... Well, you guys know me. I'll say fuck for absolutely no reason, but it was still seeming really fucking pointless in MacGruber. Like, this shit just seems like almost abusive. Like they hate their audience. It's like, fuck you. You people paid. Now you get to sit through this shit. Ha 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 ha. Like Tancast. It was the Tancast of movies.
What did you think of it besides that?
I didn't finish it.
Right. Up until that point.
There were some parts where I laughed.
Some parts where you cried?
There were some other parts where I'm like, oh, yeah. I bet that van's going to explode. No? Okay, yeah. That, I just realized that's total non sequitur if you haven't actually seen that scene.
Yep, it has absolutely nothing to do with anything that I know of.
Okay, it was like, I could see, Sergeant Bilko, I could see the supposed plot twist coming a mile away. And then I was also wondering if that was intentional or not. Because if it was unintentional, then it was a little bit just sort of artless. And if it was intentional, then it was, like, not done very well. Like, they should have made a bigger deal about the fact that they're telegraphing something that's going to be completely obvious in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard mixing. Some people really liked it. Some people, not so much.
Doug Benson really liked
it. Yeah, that's one person who liked it. But I don't know. I don't know if I trust his judgment yet.
Well, I think I'll eventually find some time and finish it. It's still on the TiVo.
I may watch it someday.
All right.
What did we see?
Never watch it.
Oh, we saw Rango.
We never talked about.
Oh, sorry.
You did? Wait, what did you say?
I saw Rango.
And how
okay,
was
that's
it?
What I said. You did?
Yeah. No, he lied.
Nope, never saw it. No, yeah, it was good.
Well, because I couldn't tell if you said I want to see or I did see Rango, so that's why I said
did
you did.
I did see.
I'm sure that was fascinating for the listeners.
And for the 40th time, how was it?
It was decent.
Wait, don't tell him!
It.
Don't tell him! Don't tell him! Ah! Fuck you, Andy. You'll never know.
Jeez, Tim. Very nice.
Tim, I think that, I think Trey Parker and Matt Stone said it best when they said, lick my nuts and suck on my... Or lick my butt and suck on my balls.
I don't know why I found that funny, but I really did.
Clearly.
It was some damn good CGI, almost freaky looking sometimes. Like, they really did a good job on the hair of some of the characters. I mean, you know, other people said it's basically a Western with animals.
With critters.
And almost like a very surreal Western, almost like a Western mixed with Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Like, had some weird kind of parts to it.
Huh.
And Steffi read a review, you know, talking about how it's, you know, he's having an Jesus Christ.
Existential.
Yes, that word.
There you go.
Crisis. So yeah, I mean, it's basically, there's a lot of scenes where he says, who am I? And people always ask him, like, who are you?
All right.
So yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, it's solid, you know, follows your standard storyline. I mean, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, you pretty much can figure out how it's going to end, what the story arc's going to be. But it was entertaining. You know, Johnny Depp was good. Had a bunch of other people that, I'm trying to think. Well, no, I guess, who? Bill Nighy? Is that his name?
Yes. Bill Nighy the Science Guy?
No.
Oh.
The British guy.
He was in the Underworld movie. He was like the head vampire.
Yep. He was also
in Love Actually.
Yep.
He was also... Yeah, he Pirate was Davy Jones in Pirates.
Oh, gotcha.
See, I would recommend. See, I don't know if it's something you have to see in the theater, but we enjoyed it, and it was definitely. I guess it's for kids, but well, I guess a lot of people are complaining because they're smoking
and violence.
And violence seems more like for adults, maybe the teenage crowd, if they're into that.
If you're into that, if that's your sort of thing.
You know, if you like that sort of thing.
You know, if you're into teenagers.
If you're an older guy and want to pick up a teenager, maybe go check it out. my coworker kind of told me a fucked up joke about Japan. She was like, "You still going on a trip? I got a good deal for you. Only, you know, $200. You can go to Japan." And at first, I didn't get it. And she's like, "Japan." I was like, "Oh, I see what you did there." I'm like, that's a little
too scary. Tsunami.
You like that?
I do like that.
That's awful.
So, I guess Wyclef Jean was shot in Haiti.
What?
Wyclef Jean, he was shot in Haiti.
I know, I heard you.
We know
who
it is. We understand what being shot is, and we know where Haiti is.
And it was on Reddit, and one of the people's comments was, he'll be back in November. Maybe that joke is lost on you.
Yep.
That's completely... Did he really get shot?
Yes, he really got shot. And
okay.
The song is a reference to... He has a song called Gone Till November.
Oh.
So maybe just when he can meet.
Well, I'm sure all the big Wyclef fans that listen to Tancast were rolling.
I'm sure they were. They're like, oh, snap, Reddit's hilarious.
I don't know how much crossover is in that Venn diagram.
Thin little sliver.
Well, I mean, it's a small Tancast circle to begin with.
Yep.
Be gone to November.
There's one person like, oh, I remember Wyclef. He was in the Fugees.
He's alive, by the way. He's fine.
Okay.
In case you were worried.
I was sick. Sick with worry.
Sick with worry. Yep. That's excellent. But speaking of everything old is new again, apparently we're bombing Haiti. Not Haiti. Libya. Yeah, we're bombing Haiti.
That'll teach him.
Take that, rubble.
Yeah, shoot Wyclef. We'll show you.
we're gonna bomb your piles into smaller piles.
What would be fucked up is if they bombed them and then played his song "Stayin' Alive."
So Libya is what we're bombing.
I had heard.
I did read that.
That's crazy shit.
That is crazy shit.
Seems like a very Reagan thing to do.
And yet they cut funding to NPR.
Wait, how did you put those two together?
Someone was complaining that we're continuing. Well, I don't think they're specifically talking about Libya, but that I think they're talking about, you know, Afghanistan, and they're saying how much it costs there, and how if they had continued the funding for NPR, it really actually would have cost them nothing. Like, it would have been so minuscule, it would have been like nothing. So
yeah,
that's what they're
it really
about.
Would be.
So same thing. You know, bombing Libya probably costing a lot of money.
Oh yeah, I think we read that we launched like 100-something Tomahawk cruise missiles. And I'm pretty sure the price of every single one of those things is measured in millions of dollars. So, yeah, that'd be... Well, it would make me fucking rich if somebody just handed me that cash. Probably be less effective, though, to hand me that cash than have me walk around in Libya going, "Stop it! Stop it!"
Why don't we just give What's-His-Nuts all that cash that we would have spent on those missiles, and he's like, "Look, they don't want you here. Here's a bunch of money. Go fuck off and do something.
Go buy yourself an island."
Because
Johnny Depp's got one. You can afford one.
Because he's got money. He's been fucking raiding the entire country's wealth. He's been stockpiling massive quantities of cash.
That's why everybody just leave? Was, there's got to
be a certain point where you like you get so much cash that it just it doesn't really matter anymore.
Because he's not in it for the cash. He's a megalomaniac.
Well, right.
It's an ego thing.
But I'm just like it's so crazy if you get to the point where just cash means nothing. Like, whatever. I got whatever.
$750,000 per Tomahawk cruise missile. So $75 million that we spent in the first strike on Libya. Then again, compared to how much we're spending in Afghanistan, that's cheap at twice the price.
War ain't cheap.
Nope. War ain't. War never changes. No? Fallout? Anybody?
Huh?
I don't play the game.
Yeah, I...
Tim, you're not playing on your new Xbox or 360?
Nope.
Oh, that's shocking.
Oh, so I stopped into Best Buy to see if they had any iPad 2s yet yesterday. And they didn't. And in fact, they had stopped their pre-order because they got to 100 people and realized that they were getting pre-orders a lot faster than they were getting iPads. So the pre-order list was just growing and growing and growing. So as long as I was there, I looked around and saw a couple of Xbox games for cheap. One of them was the Lego Star Wars, the Complete Saga. And I remembered, oh yeah, Caitlin thought that it was cute and a little bit fun to play on the original Xbox. I will pick that up and we can both play it. And I brought it home and I didn't quite get the response I thought I was going to get. I was like, look, I got Lego Star Wars and it was on sale. It was cheap. I was like, fuck, of course you did.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not the response you were looking for.
Nope. Yeah, verbatim quote, fuck, of course you did.
I got it for you.
I got it for us. She's like, no, you got it for you. Maybe I'll occasionally play it with you. All right, fine. Probably right. But that's not what was in my heart when I did it. I think it was in the fat around my heart, pressing on it, making my heart small and work hard. So, Tim.
Yes?
You think it's time for some Monday Night Tan Fights?
I think it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night Tan Fights!
Like how I segued there?
I did.
Something that I
like
just said.
I like how you noticed that there was a complete drag in the,
yep.
in the conversation. You're like, fuck it, let's fill it with something.
Some of it was that, and some of it was also that I said the thing that I bought, and it reminded me.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
Indeed.
All right, well, I posted on the TanCast Facebook that this was going to be this week's Tan Fight could cause a nerd civil war. And, like, Aaron from high school, everybody's high school friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Like, 12 minutes later, it was like, oh, is it Han Solo versus Captain Kirk? I was like, Jesus Christ. A bunch of other people had guesses. They were all wrong. Aaron was right.
And kind of related note, did you hear that DC had to shut down its... message board because there was like
Wait,
such a flame
Washington,
war going on.
DC or DC comic book?
DC comic books. Well, if you let me finish, you would have figured it out.
Yes, but my brain doesn't store information very long right now, so I needed that up front.
Because there's a huge flame war about going on about who's faster, Superman or Flash.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I guess I didn't read the details, but I guess it got so heated or so bad they had to shut down the message board. Like, wow.
Wait,
or it might be a mesh for a comment system, but...
It's Flash.
Haven't they decided this time and time again?
You fans don't want to accept that.
It was like they did Flash and Superman had a race on Smallville. They had a race in the comics. They had a race in... didn't they have a race in that Justice League cartoon?
Maybe. I don't remember. I vaguely remember it.
Like, they had, like, Silver Age, they had a race. And, like, Golden Age, they had a race. Fuck it! This shit has been worked out. What's left to debate? That's like, I don't think Luke could blow up the Death Star. I think he could. Blah, 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 blah. We're gonna argue. Fucking it happened. It's done. It's on cellular. Rent it. That's like, I don't believe in evolution. Boom! Look what I did there. I brought it to a political place.
Good job, Tim.
Speaking of DC, however, Wonder Woman's costume looks like asshole.
Oh yeah.
It looks like. Not, I mean, cosplay people do a good job. It just looks like someone, you know, something they did at home.
And, like, I've Googled that woman. I posted this, and I was like, I Googled the woman who's playing Wonder Woman. Uh-huh. She's fucking hot, but in that picture, she looks like a man. And Noah, I mean, from the neck up, she looks like a man. And Noah's like, Noah said something, and I said, yeah, she looks mannish. I think she looks hot. And I said, she looks like a man. And he goes, I said hot, didn't I? That made me laugh a lot.
Her face is kind of odd. Like, if you look at her pictures, it's still a little mannish. She's got, like, a big jaw or something.
No. Something. Stop that. No.
Something.
No, sir. No, sir.
That just means she can get a lot of suction. Strong structural, whatever, support. By the way, I looked at it on Wikipedia, and yes, Flash is faster than Superman. Wikipedia has said it. Shut up, nerds.
Fucking couldn't you change Wikipedia right now if you wanted to say, wait, no, Superman is faster?
Yes, but they also cite their sources.
You could cite,
I couldn't
you
do that because I have no sources.
You can make up sources.
That's true.
Tancast, episode 143, Superman is faster. Definitive. Write it down.
Yep.
Well, that is not our... I already said. Yeah, we just got off topic.
Yep.
So, Tan Fight for this week, Han Solo from the Star Wars, as opposed to Han Solo from The Wind and the Willows. Versus Captain James Tiberius Kirk. I realize we should start picking bad guys. That way it's not like, this person always wins, so why wouldn't they win?
So location?
A planet that neither one of them is overly familiar with.
What universe? Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars or Star Trek.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just curious.
I was envisioning some sort of scenario where both universes are incorporated in the same one.
Okay. Does anyone know where they are?
You mean no? No help is coming.
Okay.
They're out of transporter range. Chewie's busy doing something else. I don't know.
He's Leia. Busy fucked a shih tzu.
He's gonna show her his face.
This is, you know, like Empire Strikes Back era Han, and this is TOS era Kirk.
Okay.
And yes, Shatner, not Pine, because that's how we roll, son. Shatner
yep.
style.
Classic.
Is Han Solo gay in this universe?
No!
Because Captain Kirk is very charming, and he seduces a lot of people. I'm just saying.
Han Solo is very charming. He seduced Princess Leia.
He did.
Yeah, but fucking.
But then again, Senator
Kirk
brother,
got way more
so.
Tail.
We know we haven't seen Han Solo at anything but those three movies.
That's
we
what I'm
had
saying. Based
79
on what I
episodes
know,
with Kirk.
Captain Kirk got way more tail. Did Captain Kirk ever fuck Princess Leia?
Did what?
Captain Kirk, did he ever fuck Princess Leia in this world?
Are you saying that's what motivates Han?
Maybe he gets angry.
That was not what I thought. But if that helps your scenario, we can add that in.
I just got to cover all the bases.
It's like, would you rather? You gotta ask the right question.
I got a better question.
Okay.
Did either of them bring a weapon?
I don't know. Is it better if they have weapons or if they don't?
That's what you gotta decide, sir.
I'm asking for opinions.
Well, if they have weapons, some of this is gonna devolve into who's the better shot, what range are they over?
Who shot first?
We all know
Han's
going to
shoot
first.
Well, that's if it's Han versus Picard. We all know Picard's going to talk his way out. But that's not this fight.
No, Kirk is going to try to talk his way out, too. Think about Arena. He's on that radio talking to the Gorn forever before he starts trying to build weapons.
Touché, sir. Touché.
Yep. So, yeah, actually, you know what? I think if they're armed, Han will shoot first, and he'll win. I think that Han will realize the gravity of the situation. Well, especially if this is Han circa New
Well, what's
New
the motivation,
Hope.
Though?
How about it? It's Arena. Some vastly all-powerful intelligence has put them both on a planet and told them that one of them's going to have to kill the other one, or else their entire race will be wiped out of the universe.
Are they both humans?
Yes.
Okay, so they're both fighting for the human race. Gotcha, yeah.
Well, one of them's fighting for humans of our universe, and the other one's fighting for the humans of a galaxy far, far away a long time ago.
So it's like Marvel versus DC crossover where, like, you know, Superman had to fight the Hulk because either the DC or the Marvel universe was going to get wiped out?
Yep.
So this planet is in a whole third universe, or some sort of amalgam.
Yes, I've completely taken over, and we'll say that it's in a pocket universe that is.
No, I am. You are not taking over, asshat. How dare you, sir?
Well, I'm one of the monitors, so it's within my right.
I'm a watcher.
One of the what the shit balls? What are you talking about?
I'm a watcher.
Both of you, what are you talking about?
I'm a big white guy with the bald head.
Yep. And Noah lives on the moon.
You remember those what if stories?
Nope.
No? Really? Like, what if Kal-El crashed and was found by people in Gotham?
I thought the what if were Marvel. Elseworlds was DC.
Oh, maybe.
You got moated.
And my booty done exploded. Oh, booyah. Oh, smells awfully nice in here now.
Blumpkin.
Yeah, I think the what if were Marvel. But anyways, it was always the Watcher that would introduce the stories.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Yep.
Huh. I have a couple. I was totally fucking with you when I said I didn't know what they were.
Oh, so you knew who the Watcher is?
No, I have no idea who the Watcher is, but I do have a couple what-if stories. I don't remember who the Watcher is.
Okay. Gotcha. Asshat.
You are the asshat one, sir. Oh, but there's a link to the Watcher right there. In case our listeners don't know who the Watcher is.
Yep. And I claim to be a monitor, and there's a link for the monitor.
I don't know who the monitor is.
It's sort of the DC equivalent of the Watcher.
There you go.
He was I think he had something to do with the Crisis on Infinite Earths. I remember there's an anti-monitor. It's been a long time, and my brain's all full of snot right now, so I can't think that well.
So anyhow, they're on the planet.
Yeah, I say with weapons, it's over too quickly. I think it just needs to be man fight on man fight.
There you go. Okay, so they're in a pocket universe.
Yeah, now, okay, so it's just basically they have to use whatever's around them, you know, whether it be tree branches or rocks, whatever it is, or just, you know, raw fisticuffs. Grrr. And they're fighting for the survival of everything they know. Who comes out ahead? Who is the manlier man-man? Kirk or Solo?
I'm afraid that Kirk is going to spend his time, like, throwing just, like, wild haymakers and, like, putting his fists together and thinking that that's helpful.
Well, in his world, it actually is helpful.
That is true. Now, he kicked a lot of ass with those moves.
Did Kirk know the Vulcan neck pinch? Nerve pinch?
I don't think they ever showed him using it.
Okay. I don't think they ever showed him successfully using it. I think they did show Spock trying to teach it to him once.
Ah.
I could be wrong about that.
It always... I could be wrong, but it always seems like Kirk actually had some formal, like, training as far as fighting, and that Han Solo is more rough and tumble, like... Like, I'll try, but I'm not... You know, it seemed like he was better with a phaser than he was hand-to-hand.
Well, first of all, Han Solo doesn't have a phaser.
Blaster.
He has a blaster. Jesus Christ. Please turn in your nerd card and leave it on my desk on your way out the door. But, Han Solo was also in the military for a while, so he would have had some combat training. He was an Imperial person before he decided to say fuck that.
But in the movies, it didn't seem like he was a great fighter, though. If I recall correctly, I don't know.
I don't think he did hand-to-hand much. He was more willing to shoot anyone who was an immediate threat and run away from anyone who was a serious long-term threat.
He took on those scout troopers in Return of the Jedi. That's the only hand-to-hand fight I can think of. Well, if you count the fact that he smacks Boba Fett off the sail barge.
Which was accidental.
He's that good.
Yeah, I love, like, they spent all that time setting up Boba Fett as, like, ultimate badass. And then it's like, you know, fucking Keystone Cops takes him out.
That is, I mean, if you actually look at Boba Fett's screen time, he never does anything badass.
Yeah. He just kind of walks around looking confident. And hangs out with a bunch of bitches at Jabba's Palace.
bitches, yo.
Like, he does not, like, literally, Vader, like, Vader and Lando do the work of freezing Han. All he does, and he doesn't even put him on the ship. He has other people, he has, like, you know, the bellhops put him on the ship, and then he just flies away.
He's like a cabbie.
But he's a space cabbie. He's ever so popular.
Yeah. Yes! So much so that Lucas, I think, has said that he didn't really die in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, in canon, he crawled out and went on to... I think basically, like, restart the Mandalorian army.
Wait, there's several different canons in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yes, this is true.
There's canon, and then there's novels, And then there's comics.
I think in novel canon, he climbed out and restarted the
Mandalorian. But it's all sanctioned by Lucas, right?
Yeah, but even he says, like, there's canon.
I was just wondering if it's all sanctioned by him. Like, everything Star Wars has to go through him, right?
I don't know if it's him personally, but there does has to be, like, an approval panel, and I think they have, like, guidelines that they can't do. Like, they can't bring back Vader. I remember that was one of them.
But they can kill off Chewie.
And they did.
Dropped a moon on him.
Really?
Yep.
I think so.
I heard that.
No, it happened a while ago. People were all in a tizzy. Yep. What? The fictional character is dead in a medium I don't read.
How can this be? Rubbish.
How dare you?
How dare you do something that I would be completely unaware of had I not heard about it on the news?
And George Lucas just like, wait, you think that's ruining it?
Wait till you see Jar Jar.
I got three films for you. Guess what? Darth Vader made C-3PO. How you like them apples?
You know what these three films are going to do? They're going to pay for my next neck.
My next neck.
Okay, back to topic.
Back to the tan fight.
All right. Sorry, I'm re-laughing at myself.
This isn't so much caused a nerd civil war as so much as a tsunami of nerd tangents. Oh, bad choice of timing, sorry. Cascade of nerd tangents? There you go, an avalanche.
There you go.
You know what, now there's going to be an avalanche in between now and the time we release this.
Yeah, well.
And we aren't going to mention it. People are like, what a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, you know what, though? Nobody cares about the fucking Swedes.
Well, all right.
Not even the Swedes.
Send your hate mail to andy@tancast.com. Care of Swedes.
Just a ton of ice and snow and rock heading down the hill at them. They turn and look at each other and go, bork, 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 which basically means, well, fuck it, I hate this life anyways.
Or don't you mean that they go,
I like fish and chips.
Call back. So, yes, Kirk does. You see Kirk do a lot more fighting, but you just see more of, like, Kirk just has more screen time.
Yep.
Oh, yes. But that's what we kind of have to base it on, though.
I think Kirk would spend a lot of time.
Yes, but I mean, you also have to factor that in. Like, you know, screen time versus fight time versus screen time.
I think Kirk would waste a lot of time
rolling around on the ground.
Yeah, and pondering the morality of what he was going to do. In short, choppy sentences that take forever to get out of his fat face.
Hey, he wasn't fat.
Well, yeah, until the money came in. Once he got that movie money.
That sweet, sweet movie money.
Yep.
Side tangent, did you know that they weren't going to make a Star Trek VI? They were going to make a movie called Starfleet Academy?
Yes.
Whew, that sounded awful.
Yeah. They're going to try to reboot
the whole series. And
apparently
the guy who wrote
series.
It and the guy who produced Star Trek 2-5, really bitter that they didn't make it and felt like J.J. Abrams stole bits of his movie for the new one.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah, well, this was on TrekMovie.com, where they do a lot of Star Trek. Well, obviously they do a lot of Star Trek articles, but...
What? They're not talking about Trek across Yucatan?
That'd be like us calling this Tancast and then not talking about ourselves.
Well, we could have called this Tancast and talked about anything. But, so anyway, one of the writers regularly comments on these articles, one of the writers of the movies, and he's like, yeah, we'd never even heard of this script. And seeing as our thing only takes place in Starfleet Academy for maybe 10 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you go fuck yourself?
I don't think he said that.
He didn't. He said it very diplomatically.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only things they did in Starfleet Academy were confirm that Kirk's a rebel. Show off for people who are maybe new to the series what the fuck Kobayashi Maru means, which is kind of important.
Who are maybe new to the series? The entire movie was for people who are new to the series.
Yes.
And listen, people who get laid, this is what we've been watching all this time. While you've been having sex, we were watching these guys.
Over and over again.
Yep. And then debating the meaning of it.
And then debating whether or not one of the fictional characters in this universe could defeat one of the fictional characters in another universe.
Yeah, so I think that Kirk would spend a lot of time bellyaching and, as Noah said, rolling around on the ground, trying to roll from cover to cover. And Han would go run and find somewhere safe and then start to fashion weapons for himself and then just start at great distance. I don't know if it would be a spear or a bow and arrow. I'm going to kind of leave that to Han, but something, slingshot, whatever. I think that Han would have weapons sooner, and they would be prepared for distance fighting.
I don't know about that. I don't know that Han is especially crafty with weapons.
I would say this. Han has had, he seems like he, you know, being a smuggler, he's had a much more rough and tumble life than Captain Kirk on his starship.
Yeah, I think that Han, well, then again, Han's basically lived his life in space. Being on a planet would be a bit out of his element for him.
Well, I'm sure if you're smuggling, you have to get something from somewhere.
Oh, that is true. I think that Han would be better at, like, you know, hidey, lie-in-waity sort of attacks. And I think that that Kirk would be more, I'm going to run at you and put both of my fists together and see what happens.
Maybe it'll work for me, maybe it won't.
I'm serious, that double fist thing was just so weird.
It really bothers you. We get it. Thank you for bringing it up a third time.
I don't even know what double fist thing you're talking about.
Well, see, sometimes Spock would get lonely, so Kirk would, you know, lube up both of his forearms.
No. He'd intertwine his fingers together and then, like, bring them down as, like, a chop on someone's neck.
Like a hammer, like a sledgehammer or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The way you were saying it, double fist, did not really make sense to me.
Okay.
I thought, like, he was blocking, or he was just running with his fist in front of him.
Kind of like Superman flies, but he's just running that way.
Yeah.
And while he runs, he sings, da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
I am Super Kirk.
I am Kirk. I will too much piss fun. Fuck me.
Tag fail.
Interesting fact about Vulcans, they have huge assholes. Very good for double fisting.
And now you know.
And knowing is half the arm.
Oh, it is, though.
I don't know. I kind of want to give the edge to Kirk. Well, you know, here's the thing. In the scenario we've set up, which is, you know, I guess all we can really, rule on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say maybe Han has the advantage because he's used to sneaking around. Although, Kirk is crafty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like Kirk is more of a strategist.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he would get the upper hand that way.
Yeah, but Han's, I see him more as like the military tactician versus the guerrilla fighter. If you get rid of their armies, the guerrilla fighter's still going to be pretty effective on his own.
That you see, you view Han as the guerrilla fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Kirk has been stranded on a planet with just two guys before. It's not like he always has, like, the chain of command.
Oh, yeah, he has.
That's true. He knows how to keep warm. You start a fire, and you all sit around it.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm lame.
Blow me. How was that? Was that lame?
Why, you taking a dump?
All right, kudos.
Would that be called a plumpkin?
I get it, because I'm fat.
Yes! You nailed it!
It's like I nailed your mom.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Went there. Then I took a dump on her.
Oh.
Please never play this episode for your mom.
Yeah, count on it. I think we lost her at the...
I don't know if he was planning to play any episodes for his mom.
Exactly.
Unless
I think
it was
we
like
lost
the
her
episode called Mom,
Pumpkin.
I Love You. And these are the many ways I love you.
I keep going back and forth. I don't know why I suggested this when I knew I didn't have a passionate, you know, one way or the other feeling about it, and I was going to hem and haw about it.
I'm going to go with Han.
You're going to go with Han?
Yeah. Seems a little more ruthless.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Han. Same reason. A little more ruthless, a little more used to being completely all alone. Like, no one else to help him, no one else to plot and plan. Really, you know, him against all the forces of the universe. I think that Han's in a better position.
I'm going to go with Kirk. A, because he hasn't gotten a vote. B, like, didn't he go toe-to-toe with Khan for a while? Khan was like a superior genetically engineered... Fuck me. Engineered superior genetic...
Fuckers. Try again. Someone changed Tim's batteries.
A genetically engineered superior human. There we go. I'll put superior in a different order. Maybe that'll help. Yeah. And he also fought Spock, and Vulcans are stronger than humans.
Yeah, and Spock kicked his ass.
We haven't put up a fight.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I could probably put up a fight against Butterbean. I'm still going to leave with a concussion.
You're not going to put up a fight against Butterbean.
Sure I am.
You're going to lose quickly.
I am. Butterbean, if you're listening, please do not ever take me up on this.
What the hell is Butterbean?
Butterbean, contact me. I know where he lives.
Who is Butterbean?
You have no idea who he fucking is.
Nope.
He's a boxer who eats a lot of butter beans. He's huge. think of King Hippo from Punch Out.
Seriously?
Yeah. Think of King Hippo from Punch Out. Here, let me send you a link to. There you go. Eric Great. Esch. Now I know Butterbean's real name.
His reign of anonymous terror is over.
Yep. Yeah, all you right. ever see Jackass the movie? Remember that big fucking white guy that just like knocked Johnny Knoxville the fuck out?
In that store.
In the store? That the big dude that like kept, you know, like leaning forward, like, here, give me a good one on the chin. It's like, all right, now I'll hit you. And just like fucking leveled him. That was Butterbean.
Great.
Fuck me. 442 pounds. Man, I thought I was fat. Butterbean's like two of me. Butterbean's like if I ate me.
A fantasy Andy has every night.
Yep. I think if I get a couple of these ribs taken out, I'm there.
I'm going to eat myself, penis first.
No. I mean, I'm going to like put some sauce on those ribs.
Penis first. Nom nom.
Nom nom nom, motherfucker.
So the winner of this one is Mr. Han Solo.
In a split decision.
Or Captain Solo, or General. I guess he was a captain by the point that we set him up in this. So it was Captain versus Captain. Huh? How about that?
Look at that. All right. Well, I feel good about this. I feel like we got into a good place.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. So let me give you the results for the Tan Fight listener rematch from Aquaman versus Sharktopus.
Ladies and gentlemen, and TanCast listeners across the globe, let's prepare to rematch! No copyright infringement.
It was close. In a 56-44 decision, listeners upheld the Aquaman ruling.
All right, very good.
For a while, Sharktopus was winning.
Was he?
At one point, I looked. Sharktopus was a little bit ahead. It was early on.
Oh, because every time I looked, it was Aquaman.
Which kind of, I'm like, really? Sharktopus? All right.
His lead dwindled. Like he was like 75%, and then he's down to 56. And I believe the poll is closed. I usually have the poll closed before we record so that someone looking at the poll later is like, they fucking didn't read it right. God damn it.
Hmm?
What?
Alrighty.
You seem confused, Noah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So if someone listens to this episode later and I've left the poll open and more people voted, then the percentages would be different
than what I'm saying
right now. So I have the poll closed before we record.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And I just farted.
All right. Well, before Tim starts masturbating.
Too late.
I've been Andy, and I'm so fat I'm both A's in TanCast.
I'm Noah. Don't get your nuts twisted.
No, do not.
I'm Tim. And remember, you're doing it. Copyright 2010 TanCast. The TanCast birthing plan.
Step one, fuck your wife. Step two, tell her she's doing it.
Step three, profit.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
I don't think I like the new Skype either. And now it does this thing where it kind of vaguely flashes your name when you talk.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look at me, I'm doing things, you need to pay attention, look at me!
But it's very subtle.
Oh, so it's like, look at me,
is that changing color? Anyways.
I don't have a lot of self-esteem, but I really want you to look at me. You know what? New Skype is going to grow up to be a stripper. I can predict it now.
Didn't you used to have a bar before? Or something flashy?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was more obvious, that's why I liked it, as opposed to like, hey, I'm suddenly, my name's... I don't know
about your Apple Skype, because mine, it's just like your guys's little avatars, and then when one of you talks, a bright blue outline appears around you. Yep.
Andy. Ooh, Navy SEALs.
There was Noah.
Beady, beady, beady.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Buck.
I light up when I'm talking.
From Buck Rogers. Little Twinkie. Yeah. Beady, 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 beady. Hey, Buck.
Twinkie. Twinkie.
Whatever.
There we go.
Starts with the T. Yeah.
You know what? There was no chance I was going to catch that reference. I don't watch Buck. Never watched Buck Rogers.
Not even when you were a kid?
Maybe when I was little enough that I don't remember it at all.
I don't know. I remember him because he had like a huge like slave medallion that was another robot around his neck. Or computer or something.
I can see why that would stand out.
Dr. Shit. Strange Thelonious? Oh. Funkadelicus?
Suckacococcus.
Scratchy Nuttius?
Theopolis. Thank you, Wikipedia.